All right, welcome to the very first episode of the Legal Drug Dealer Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jay Green, and I'm here with
your boy Bendo.
Gone and forgotten is Chris.
Man, that man is worthless. Worthless. We've been talking about this for 2 weeks.
Yeah. So Chris is our third, aka Little Chris. I gotta say, that AK is trash.
Oh, man. That man Chris, dog. He on straight babysit duties, man. Straight babysit duties.
Hopefully, he will be here for the next episode. And by
Probably
time,
not.
And by the time he comes here with the next episode, Probably hopefully, not. He has a better AKA than Little Chris,
because that's trash. Not. He was just on his period for 3 days last week. Probably not.
Man, that nigga was sick for a whole fucking week.
Man, yeah, but shit. When them Costco's came out, though.
He had them.
Oh,
baby immune system ass nigga.
Man, he said, I feel like I'm going to die. Ain't nothing wrong with you, dog.
But that nigga got up and got some shoes.
Man, that man, he was out there, big old smile on his face, dog. Big old smile on his face. I was like.
Straight off the deathbed.
You supposed to be sick. He said, Concord's revived me. I said, all right, Chris, bro. All right, man. Still my homie, though.
Nah, fuck that nigga.
Hey, man, shit, he need to be here, though, man. I don't know why he ain't here, dog. He's bogus on that, man. We had a good time.
Alright, so everything on this podcast, you're going to get from what we're going to talk about, religion, sports.
Everything in life now, man.
Everything, man.
You can go with anything, man. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure I'm up to speed with it, though.
Alright, I got one for you. Would you fuck Black China Mama?
No. You want me to tell you why?
Oh, my goodness. Alright.
Let me tell you why.
Alright.
Because I don't know what the hell she looked like.
You gotta look. Her name's like Tokyo Brown or some bullshit.
Tokyo Brown?
Yeah, it's like Black China, like
but
Tokyo Brown.
But you know what, though? I wouldn't even.
I think her mama alright. It's just a yes or no question, man. Nah, man. We don't do no fact checking, man. Yes
no,
or no
fact checking? I can't.
No,
I can't
man.
See what
it's
she
just
looked like.
No, man. It's Black China mom. What do you think?
Oh, man. I can't do it. I don't know what she looked like.
Alright, let me give you some backstory. So she cussed out Black China.
No, I didn't know.
No, hold on. Once I say this, you'll be like, you know what? Maybe I would.
But so, the looks, though, I gotta make sure she ain't all wrinkled and dusty.
No,
and
it's beside the point.
Saggy tits?
No, so.
Saggy tits? Come on.
No, I think she's got them done.
Got them done? Oh! See, I can't do the same. If you 60 years old out here getting your breasts done, that's a problem.
Hey, man, it's a young new cat. So you didn't see that one time when she was on what the fuck was she on Instagram cussing out Black China, was like, you wanna let me see the baby, and I sucked all this dick and stuff to make sure you was fed and everything.
Man, hold on, man. Nah, man, I didn't know nothing about. I didn't know nothing about that, man.
So you ain't fucking with Black China mom?
Man, I have not seen this lady, man. I can't answer that, bro. I know what Black China look like, though.
And her mama's name is like Tokyo Brown. So
Tokyo Brown?
It's something similar. It's Tokyo something.
So is she Chinese or
no.
Tokian?
No, those ain't niggas.
Why they feel like they from Japan, though? Black China, and then she Tokyo Green. No, Tokyo Brown. Brown, right?
But China's not in Japan, man.
Oh.
Japan is Japan. But China is China.
They look alike, though. I mean, it's the same thing, right?
Well, yeah. They all look alike, yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
They're all Asians, though. I think that's the right way to say it.
Oh, okay.
Asians. Yeah. All Asians are the same, though.
I apologize for that.
Yeah, all them niggas look alike.
I apologize, man. Y'all do. Y'all do. Asians, y'all all do look alike. That is facts. That's facts.
You ever seen the Asian, like, Olympic team?
Yeah.
Nigga,
I
it's all the same
they
people.
They all do look alike.
Oh,
man,
my goodness.
Facts, man. They all do look alike, man. That's a bad thing, though, man. And they say we niggas look alike, though. I don't know. I don't think so,
nah,
man.
Nah, all Asians look alike.
All Asians look alike, though, man. That's facts, though, man. That's true, though. So, yeah, back to Black China, though. I want to see
Once you find out, you said you already said no, man. And she probably would be bad.
Once we get offline, I'm going to look what the hell she look like then.
But, nah, talking about Black China, who you think is not look-wise but was a better hoe? Black China or Amber Rose?
Oh, Amber Rose, for sure.
I don't know, man.
For sure. Well,
Black China had Tiger, and then Tiger went to like 16 Kylie, and she was still fucking with a Kardashian. Why, they both had Kardashians together. That's
fire.
But
my thing, though, Amber Rose, I mean, for what I know she had Kanye.
And then she went to Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, had a baby with him, though. But she was engaged to Kanye.
and she had Kanye at the top, like 808's Kanye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kanye
then was at the top. Then she went to Cushion Orange Juice.
He did. Then she 21 Savage.
No, right? No. Before that, she had Machine Gun Kelly. Her roster kind of trash, man.
It is,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, her roster kind of trash.
Machine Gun Kelly.
And that's after she left Wiz. She went to Machine Gun Kelly. She kind of trash.
I think she should have just stayed with Wiz, though. I think that her and Wiz should have stayed together, bro. That'd have been cool, bro.
Black China got a Kardashian. She had Tiger when he was in Rack City. She had Tiger when he was
high. How awkward that is, though. How you go from Tiger and then Tiger goes that, to...
That's why I said they fired.
What's her name?
Whenever that bitch was 16, one of them. That's fire. They was both with the Kardashians. That's fire.
Man, that is crazy, man. Yeah,
before she went to Kardashian, she was messing with somebody else. She messing with like Future for a little bit?
I think she was.
I think she had like tattered on her hand. I think she had like Future tattered on her hand.
I don't know.
But Future was like, no, bitch, I ain't fucking with you.
I don't know. Future got hoes, though, but I don't know.
Hey, Future got hoes.
Hoes
be going crazy.
Didn't he just put a baby in Bow Wow's baby mama or something like
that?
Yeah.
He fucks all Bow Wow's baby mamas. See, Sierra was Bow Wow's old chick.
Sure was. Like you. Is that what that was? Yeah. Like you. Ain't that when they fell in love, man? Oh, man.
Future out here getting all Bow Wow old chicks.
Man, I see that, man. I was just like, what in the hell is going on? Future got about 8 kids. Now, he got 8 kids.
No, I think he do. I think he got like 8 kids and like 6 baby mamas. And every time he have a kid, the baby mama was like, he's just such a bad baby. He's just such a bad baby daddy. Duh, nigga.
Yeah. But I don't understand, like how you gonna get baby? How you gonna get Bow Wow's baby moms though, man?
He get
she
all.
Bad. She bad. Hey, have you seen her?
Yeah. I'd say all the Future baby mamas are fire.
Ooh, you ain't lying, man.
You got Sierra.
Sierra.
All his baby mamas fire.
Ooh, especially Sierra fire there. Yeah. So goddamn fine and freaky. I don't give a fuck what she got going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Future out here putting it work. Yeah. I just can't keep getting all those bitches pregnant though. But he putting it work though.
That's just crazy though, man. That's just crazy. Like I just want to have 10 kids with Brittany. I'm good.
10 kids?
Not 10, maybe just one.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
just one, man.
Kids overrated, man.
Just one. I know you got two, right?
Yeah, I got two.
Right? Yeah, see, yeah.
And I mean, my youngest only had 2 years. I'm still, you know, it cool.
Right. You know, look, duty.
Yeah, like, we're still growing on each other. They cool. But I don't know if I fuck with him like that.
Man, that's a blessing though, man.
Man, kids are overrated, man.
For real, man. You say it all the time though, man. But
man, think about it, man. In your teenage years, were you bad?
Man, I was all over the place, man.
I was a horrible child.
I was too, man. I was all over the place, man. I was terrible.
How could not raise me?
Man, yeah.
You want a child to act just like you?
Nah,
and did everything you did when you was 13?
Nah, of course not. But I'm saying though, man, just you know, it's just a blessing though, man.
So if you got a badass kid that was doing what you was doing at 13, you always say, "Ah, man, he's still a blessing."
My child won't be bad.
How you know you was bad?
My child won't be bad.
How you know?
Because I'm gonna beat his girl's ass. If I'm not, Brittany's gonna do it. If Brittany's not gonna do it, shit, Kiara's gonna do it. Kiara's not gonna do it. Her mom's gonna. Somebody's gonna beat their ass. They're gonna be in check. Trust me.
Did you get your ass beat?
Hell yeah.
Man, and you was still bad, nigga.
Man, one time, man, my mom beat me so bad. Nigga, I broke my pinky, man. She broke me, man. She beat my ass so bad, man. My pinky, man, went this way. I said, oh, man. I was fighting back so bad. She just.
Hey, man, you know that's not a whooping when stuff break, man. That's your mama beat you.
Oh, shit. My bad, mom.
Yeah, your mama beat you.
My bad, mom. Rest in peace.
You're over 11, nigga. I'm about to call the police.
Man. Just, you know, it's just one of them things, man. You know, you're a young kid, man, out in the streets and shit, acting a fool, doing stuff you ain't supposed to be doing. So I deserve good ass whooping.
Your mama bust your ass.
Man, she was not playing. She was strong. She played ball, so she was. So, man, she was a beast, boy. She was a beast, man. I tell you that, bro. She was a beast, man.
So bullshit aside, you see Adrian Peterson still beating his child?
I read that.
Why is he still telling people?
Why he still doing it? He should not be doing that. But then,
no,
again,
you can beat your child, but why is he telling people?
When he first did it, I still didn't even feel like it was a big of a deal, though.
I mean, to me, it
probably
didn't matter.
To this, probably now. Like now, probably it's now. But back then, we was getting our ass whooped like that.
My
mama would literally throw a belt away to go outside and go get a stick,
and get in your ass
and get in my ass, bro. So
But he got suspended that whole season. And then he's still telling people he's whooping his child's ass.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, that's
what is wrong with him?
I don't know, man. AP, man. He just need to.
Man, somebody would ask me that. I'd be like, you know what? I don't shake my child's hand.
Right, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what he's supposed to say.
This nigga would say, yeah.
He wanted.
I still fuck him up.
He just got it.
What are you talking about, man?
He just got to be a nigga and be 100 with it. That's all it is, man. He just got to be a nigga and be 100 with it, though, man. You don't need to be beating on your kids, man.
Nah, somebody need to tell that nigga that he need to shut the fuck up, stop doing interviews.
Do it. Plus, you a football player, man. Like, you can do more damage to your damn kids, AP, man. Get your shit together, AP. I like that run last night, though, man. But
hey, he's a bionic man.
Hey, man, I like that run last night, man. I don't give a fuck what they say, man. You're not old, man. AP is not old, man.
He still, and he don't run that much, but I think I was looking up the other day, when he actually plays a full season.
Right.
He's still doing about 700.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And that's a backup.
This year, what? AP, what, 32, 33, something like that, maybe. Still broke 1,000 yards. And in the NFL, after 30, after you hit 30,
you're done.
And you're running back, you're done.
Yeah, yeah.
You're done. And for him to bust off a 90-yarder and get 1,000 yards this year.
And the thing is, he didn't even look tired. Wrong. Like you can tell, like, when niggas.
Oh, no.
You can tell, when niggas, it's time for them to retire. They right. run it long.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
You can just see it in their back. Their back started stiffening up after about 80 yards of running.
Exactly.
That nigga was running. He was good.
Exactly. You're right. And
he just needs to stop beating his kid.
Hey, man, AP, man, man, he got to stop doing that shit, man, because that shit will get him in trouble, man. They literally, man, like, he literally missed a whole year for beating on this kid.
Yeah.
Like,
he got more games than Ray Rice.
Yeah.
Even though Ray Rice don't got a job, but actually suspension-wise, he got more games than Ray. Like,
Ray Rice.
Ray Rice got 11, and I think Peterson got 15.
Yeah, and they played since, though. Like,
and Ray Rice, he knocked his wife out and dragged that bitch out of the elevator like a dead body.
Let me tell you something, bro. Let me tell you something, man. This is what I don't understand. This is what I don't understand about NFL, NBA, whatever.
He was dragging a dead body.
Like, you are in the spotlight. You are going to be in the spotlight. And you're going to be in hotels. You're going to be in clubs. You're going to be in casinos. Why? And you're going to be with a lady. Why do you got to put your hands on her? Why do you have to put your...
In public.
Public, where there's cameras. Why do you gotta do that? You making millions. You can get whatever you want. Why beat on a woman? Why mess up your life for putting your hand on a woman?
Alright. No, hold on. Disclaimer. Let me put the disclaimer out there. You should never hit a woman.
No, never.
But that to the side, I never found out why did he hit his wife. What happened?
I never known either.
Like, it was literally a video. He knocked her ass out. He dragged her out the elevator.
But it looked like they probably been drinking. It looked like they got into it or something.
But, like, you just don't punch her. Like, he didn't, like, snatch her up. He didn't, like...
That was one of them. Like, I've been holding in type shit in our relationship. Yeah.
Like, I understand y'all getting an argument. You shake her ass up a little bit. Like, damn, bitch. No, nigga, he pieced her one good time.
And I think...
Had an argument.
And I think Ray Rice's was probably way worse than what happened with, you know, Kareem Hunt that just happened. You know, what's going on with him. But what's crazy with Kareem Hunt is...
Hunt was some bullshit.
That was probably the dumbest thing I've ever seen an NFL player do. Especially a player that's up and coming. A player that was going to make probably more millions. Isn't
putting in work.
Putting in work for the best team in the NFL right now as it is. And you go off and do that... It's your fault and the NFL fault.
Hold up. And then you did it to a white girl, too? My goodness.
You know what that is. You know why they were fighting, right? You know why they were fighting, right? It looked like the way she got too. On, it looked like the way she got on, looked like she wasn't going to give it up. I don't know.
No.
Is that what it?
I heard that she called him a nigga or something.
But that shouldn't.
That's a rumor.
But that shit, if that's true, though, that shouldn't faze you, though, man. Like, you should have thicker skin than that.
Yeah, and he was going after her, but it was a little push, and it was. But the thing is.
All he had to do was walk away.
Yeah.
All he had to do. But call me a nigga. All you had to do, bro, was call a couple bitches or whatever and walk away.
It was bitches there. He should have had the bitches beat her up.
Shit, it looked like
my goodness.
Man, the way that nigga, dog, the way he was going after her, bro, like, he was literally going after her like he was, like, she was a nigga, bro. Like, she was a nigga,
bro. Nah, he was going after her like that bitch owed him some money.
And then I read today that it looked like it's been, like, since this video came out, I guess it's been, like, three other separate incidents that he's been in and shit like that. Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I didn't really get into the details about it, but I didn't really read into it. But I don't know, man. It's just a lot of stuff going on with Kareem Hunt.
And that's just bad for a player that's a real good player in the NFL. This really good player. He can run the ball. He can catch the ball at the backfield. He just blew his whole career away.
So do you think it is? I mean, all right. So think about it this way: NFL, let's say 5 years ago, because it's a little bit softer now because they True. Want you to score because it's entertaining.
Facts.
But NFL is made around people literally trying to kill each other. Like Ray Lewis, everybody loved Ray Lewis because he would take your head off.
Ray Lewis called Killer
Ray. Killer Ray.
In a limo, called a body.
So everybody loved Killer Ray. Ray Lewis. So this is what the NFL is. Right. You want these dudes aggressive. You want them big. You want them all this.
Right.
And then when they go out in the real world and they beating bitches up, is it something because they're just aggressive? And some of them probably own some roids or something. Like, NBA players ain't... All them ain't beating up they girls.
Nah, that's true. It's... I think what it is... I don't think that's what it is. I don't think it's...
You gotta think these are naturally aggressive dudes. Like,
right.
They're more... This is the most aggressive sport it is.
Right. I don't think that's what it is. I just think, man... Golfers
ain't beating up their girls.
I just think some players just... Got thin skin, man. They don't got thick skin, man. Some players just don't know how to take things. You know what I'm saying?
Like, or is it because these niggas are aggressive and they only getting $300,000 a year? So they're just shitty all the time? Because they ain't getting paid nothing? And they getting their head knocked off for $1 million?
Man, I don't think that's what it is, man.
And JaVale McGee's making, what, probably like $20 million a year? And Kareem Hunt was making, what, seven?
Seven, right, yeah.
And JaVale McGee making 20?
Yeah, he ain't making that much.
JaVale McGee's... He's making some money.
JaVale ain't making that kind of money right now, man.
No, he's making more than seven.
No, he ain't.
He is. JaVale McGee has to be making more than seven.
JaVale making some money like that, bro?
Everybody in the NBA is making money like that.
Well, yeah. Except Melo. You know, he on a...
Well, Melo made his money.
Yeah.
That nigga made like $300 million for 100 games.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't know. I don't know, man. It's different, bro. It's just different, man. It's different from the NFL and NBA, bro. I think. Because the NFL, bro, it's just like...
every month, this nigga here beating up his damn wife. And the thing is... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would say he's beating up a random chick. It wasn't even a girlfriend or nothing.
It was just a shot. Probably a bitch he picked up from the club.
Yeah, probably.
Probably, bro. Because what she had on looked like they had been to a club. Or something. Looked like he had big old gold chain on and shit. So they had to just come from a club. And I guarantee he picked up from a club. I'm trying to tell you, Jesse, bro. She wasn't giving him no pussy, bro. I guarantee that's what it was, man. If you let some bitch calling you a nigga and that's hurting your feelings, then you don't need to be in. I don't know how you play in the NFL.
It don't matter. Honestly, it don't matter what she was doing. That nigga came outside to whoop her ass.
He did.
When he literally could just went back in the room. Everybody's pushing him in the room. He's like, man, I'm about to fuck this bitch up. Man, take your ass in the room.
Yeah, that's true, though. Yeah,
like, what are you doing?
That's exactly. You should have just went back, went to the room.
He could have tore up the room. He could have broke some shit, threw some shit in the room.
He would have went to the other room. He could have went back out and got him another bitch, bro.
Yeah.
Come on now. You are in the pros. That's why I don't understand.
Yeah.
Niggas is fucking up in the pros. That's fucking up. That's our opportunity. That's supposed to be us on the field or on the basketball court. That you, for man, that's just stupid, bro.
Yeah, that nigga's dumb.
I just don't ever understand that, bro. Well, I never will.
It's over for him.
It's over with. You put your hands on a woman and you in the league. You done.
And next, like you said, this may not be the first time some more shit come out.
You done. They got multiple choices on what they can do. Like you fucking up, man.
Dumbass niggas. You sent me the fucking Klay Thompson thing. I didn't read it though. Who's Klay Thompson saying?
Oh man. All right. So y'all remember back in 2016, right?
All right.
Y'all remember LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, they had went against, you know, the 73-19 Golden State Warriors or whatever.
Oh my goodness.
Y'all already know Draymond got suspended. You know, everybody say
Curry was hurt,
Draymond got suspended, so
you know
bottom line, Golden State blew a 3-1 lead.
Curry got those bad ankles, man.
Golden State blew a 3-1 lead. Draymond played in game 6 and 7 and still fucking lost.
But you know Curry got those bad ankles because he wore those fucking Skechers.
They won 73 games.
No. All bullshit aside, was that the year that he got his new Curry's? He got a shoe deal? Those fucking Skechers, man, tore up his ankles, man.
No.
Those ugly ass orthopedic shoes he had.
They just fucked them up, 3-1 lead. But anyways.
Alright, so what was Klay saying?
So basically, Klay Thompson was basically saying,
It's old news.
It is.
Coming from 3-1 gets you to 1-8 in a final. My thing is.
Well, hold on. My math is off. What the fuck is he saying?
Okay. So basically, you know how Cleveland came back from 3-1 to beat them, right?
Okay.
Since then, they're 8-1 against Cleveland because they got KD. So basically,
he can use his KD stats against non-KD stats.
That's what I told Chris. That's what I told Lil Chris. I said, look,
Lil Chris is the guy that is not here because I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
That's what I told Lil Chris. I said, look, Lil Chris, man. I told him, I was like, the only reason why he talking shit is because KD came over. I guarantee, if KD never came to Golden State, this Dynasty 3, they wouldn't have 3 rings right now. I don't think they would have 3 rings.
No, they wouldn't because, I don't know about Clay, but he showed us true colors when they didn't have Curry.
And then another thing went down to me. And then another thing, they probably would have ended up keeping, what's his name, Harrison Barnes.
Oh, my fucking goodness.
They would have ended up keeping him. The only reason why they let him go was to get KD.
No. He left. No. He chose to leave because Dallas gave him that big check.
Warriors wasn't going to
give him that check because the nigga was like one for like 32 in the finals.
He wasn't going to get the check anyways because
that nigga was scared.
KD was coming to town. So he wasn't going to get the check anyway. But basically, you know, Clay going off saying, yeah, y'all beat us 3-1, but it's old news. You know, y'all 1-8 against us since then. I'm like, LeBron's in LA now. You going off of KD stats. KD comes, if you think about it, when y'all lost game 7 against Cleveland, when y'all blew 3-1.
Okay, we heard.
Why? Y'all went and recruited the second best player in the league to come play on y'all team. Of course y'all gonna go win. Of course y'all gonna win back to back. You have the second best player in the league playing with, what, Steph Curry, what, top 5 player in the league right now?
Yeah, he was unanimous MVP.
Clay, a top, what, 15, 20 player in the league?
Not now, though.
Yeah, he's a little off right now, but still, though, at that time, he's probably a top player in the league. Draymond, top 20, top 30 player in the league. He's not my top 20, though. But I feel like if you go get them, of course you're going to win. Who's going to be 4 All-Stars on one fucking team?
Yeah, it ain't what happened.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it ain't what happened.
It's not going to happen, man.
I don't know what the fuck Clay talking about.
Clay just need to shut up. Like, yeah. You see Steph Curry. Steph Curry ain't said a word. All that's talking is Clay and Draymond. That's all that's talking.
And the thing is, Clay don't even fucking talk. Why did he decide to talk now?
Man, Clay ain't talked since the 2016 finals. When he decided to call LeBron,
I don't know how Clay even sounds. Why the fuck is he talking now?
Clay, man, Clay.
Who's interviewing him? Who asked him this question?
I hate light skinned niggas anyway. Shit.
Who asked him this? What the fuck, Clay? Sit your ass down.
Man, that's what I don't understand, man. Like, how you gonna sit there and talk shit, talk about a Cleveland team that don't even have LeBron no more? Second, they only won what? How many games they won this year? 5-4 games now, probably, I think. Because they won last night, I think. So, what the fuck are they talking? Like, what is you talking about?
Like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck that nigga talking about.
What is you talking about? Yeah, that's some bullshit, man. Come on, Clay, man. You better than that, Clay, man. I liked you until I seen that. I like Clay. I used to like Clay.
Now I still like him. There was some stupid shit he said. I do think his stock has went down though.
Yeah.
Because that stretch where they didn't have Curry for those like 10 games, that nigga was shooting like 15-20%.
You could be talking about trash. That year. What about this year?
That's what I'm talking about this year.
Yeah, that's true.
He was looking trash. He was looking
even at the beginning of the year, like the beginning, the first couple
him
of games.
Him and Durant should be able to get a game. Yep. There's no reason. And then Draymond was in and out, but there's no reason that Clay and Durant can't beat half of the teams that's in the NBA.
And then what's crazy, though, like, if y'all think about
with Draymond, though, so they should be able to beat at least half. They should be able to beat all the teams, honestly.
That's true.
If we're gonna be truthful.
Cause we got Detroit. They losing to Detroit.
I think they lost against Sac. They lost against the Kings, I think.
For real?
Yeah.
I don't know. They losing to Milwaukee and Detroit. Detroit, pretty good team, though. They're a very underrated team. They're a sleeper this year.
I like Detroit.
With Dwayne Casey out there, they're a sleeper out there. But, like,
there's no way they should lose because the NBA is the Warriors now. There's no defense. It's nothing but scoring.
Exactly.
This is the war. This is what the Warriors been doing for 5 years.
Yep.
So what the fuck are y'all? How are y'all losing? They should win 80 games this year.
There's no reason. Now everybody like
they have the best scores in the league. Like so today, they should win 80 games.
Like today, everybody's saying, "Oh, Golden State's back. Golden State's back." You know who they played last night?
Who did they play last night?
Atlanta Hawks.
They act like they actually beat somebody.
They beat...
Oh, my goodness. The Golden State is back because they beat ATL.
Like, they beat Atlanta and now they're back. No, they're not. They still, like, they're going to finish off the season. But that chemistry in there, I think it's a lot.
Because of Draymond, man.
Because of Draymond. Draymond, I think it's a lot. I think it's off, man. You don't piss off y'all best player on your team that got y'all two fucking extra rings.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
Yeah, and KD's gone after this.
You don't do that, man. You think KD gone?
Oh, he's gone.
You believe it now?
He's gone because Draymond's still going to be there. Not because the Warriors want him, because he's cheaper. So I think this is what the Warriors are going to do because they're going to be forced to. The Warriors can't afford Klay. They can't afford everybody.
Oh, no, for a fact.
That's so
fact.
They can afford Klay and Draymond. They can't afford Klay and KD.
Yeah, because you can actually, you can put Klay on a max, and you can still kind of give Dre, you don't have to give him the full max. He's going to want but you don't have to give him.
Draymond should know he's not worth the max.
That's true.
Because if Draymond goes anywhere else, he's not going to be that productive.
They're going to give him the max if he goes somewhere else, but
which
he's
is
not going to be.
Because he can't even shoot anymore.
Nope.
He's not even hitting any threes.
Oh, my God. You see his jump shot?
Yeah, and no one plays defense in the league, so what is he useful for?
The only thing he's used for is for Golden State as their point guard, because you know he's their point
guard.
Yeah,
so he's gonna get a good contract.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's not gonna get the max though, but I think he's gonna get like, I'm trying to think who got something like, maybe he might like, I ain't gonna say Jabari because Jabari makes too much. Jabari makes $20 million a year.
That's fucking insane.
For 2 years, yeah. He got a 2-year $40 million contract.
So yeah, the Warriors, because all right, so at the Warriors, let's say the Warriors said, "No, well, fuck it, Klay, we ain't gonna give you the max. We want KD." And they give KD the max. KD's gonna say, "Well, you gotta get rid of Draymond then."
You gonna have to.
So then it's just gonna be KD and just Curry, and that's it.
But you know what though?
I think they just wanna get Draymond and Klay, and Durant's gonna go somewhere.
Do you think Golden State would be like if they do lose KD? Do you think they're gonna fall off?
It depends on what pieces they pick up, because they don't got a bench.
That's what I was going to say.
They don't got a bench now.
Because here's my thing. What if
Curry's going to get injured again next year? He's going to miss 20 games.
So what if KD do slips off and goes somewhere else, right? They keep Steph, Klay, Draymond. No, matter of fact, what if KD and Draymond go? What if they go and they just got Steph and Klay? Do you think they'd be able to, you know, maybe pick up another star or something?
Nah, they can't pick up another star. Because stars next year is going to be... No.
I'm talking about the sign with them.
We forgot about Boogie. Boogie's still in the mix.
They said he's going to play, but I don't believe it until I see it, though.
No, he's going to play. Damn, I forgot about Boogie. Okay, so what if KD signs and you say, get rid of Draymond, get rid of Klay, and we take Boogie at a discount?
Boogie's not...
I like that team. KD, Boogie, and Curry?
Oh, yeah. That'd be a crazy-ass team. That'd be crazy. But
if they can pull that off, I think KD will stay. He doesn't want to play with Draymond, and Klay ain't taking no chump change.
Basically, I think like the whole offseason is going to just be about KD and Draymond. What's going to happen with them?
KD's gone. Unless they can find Boogie, unless they keep Boogie at a discount,
right?
Durant's leaving.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know where he's going to go, but he's gone.
I don't know where he's going to go either, though. Even if like KD or somebody leaves, like I don't even know where they're going to go. I don't even know where KD's going to go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Everybody keeps saying New York or Wizards.
But I don't see that, though. I definitely don't think the Wizards.
I see New York.
You think you? Oh, yeah.
Because I honestly think KD wants to show how much of a star he is.
Yeah.
And that's where everybody go to New York to do, like, oh, I'm a star. Give me the big bucks. I like the lights. You can depend on me.
That's true.
And, I mean, you still got, what the hell the European is? The unicorn? What the fuck is his name?
Porzingis.
Yeah, you still got Porzingis there. He's nice.
Yeah, he won't play until next year.
I still like Tim Hardaway. That's good they sent him this year.
I like Tim Hardaway too, though.
New York is fucking up because they winning games.
They are.
They need to lose so they can get the first pick. If you got Zion, KD, Porzingis, and Hardaway, I like that squad.
Cleveland got their eyes on Zion, bro.
Nah, New York will fucking lose games. They keep winning. What are they doing? Well, why are y'all winning games?
Cleveland feel like they, because I feel like if they don't get like a number one or number two pick, bro, I mean, shit, they might as well just sell their whole team.
Well,
they ain't gonna be in the bottom.
Where the fuck is James Smith at? He had on?
Oh, you didn't hear?
No.
You know, Draymond, he basically away from the team now. They looking for a trade partner. That nigga.
So he's just sitting at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he just sitting at the crib. Well,
you know, don't nobody want to trade for him, so why don't you just cut him?
The dude makes $14.5 million. Ain't nobody trading for that.
Why do you think someone's like picked it up? Why don't you just cut him and just take your loss?
That dude makes $14.5 million. And what, he in his 15th, 16th season or something?
He been playing as long as Miller.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, JR's in it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he came out the year after Melo. So he's in his 15th or 14th.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Sound about right. That sound about right.
Oh, yeah, man. As you like that. All right. So before I came over here, as he's over there lighting his inspiration. So on my way over here, my daddy texted me.
Oh, shit. All right.
I don't talk to my parents that much because I don't like people. That's something you'll learn as you continue to listen. I don't like people.
And this is my boss, y'all.
There's only a couple people I like. Oh, we never tell them why we named the legal drug dealers, but whatever. We can keep them. All right, so there's only a couple people I like. I like Johnny Depp. I like Bob Knight.
You like Bob Knight?
I love Bob Knight.
For real?
I watched.
Did you watch it 30 for 30?
Oh, my nigga.
I got to record. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Oh, that shit good.
Was it good?
Oh, that shit. Good? I love Bob Knight. I think I'm Bob Knight. I will be Bob Knight if I was a coach.
For real?
Hey, sometimes you got to choke a bitch. All right. So, anyway.
Facts.
I love Bob Knight. Because he's so fucking insane and he's himself. He don't care.
Yeah.
Like, the reason why he ended up eventually getting fired, you would find out. But he eventually getting fired because they told his ass to stay while they talked to him and do an investigation. And nigga left one on a fishing trip. I said, man, what the fuck? We just told you to stay here so we can investigate some shit.
I don't know too much about, like, Bob Knight's history, you know, because, you know, I'm not really from Indiana. Yeah, yeah. So, I don't
fucking love Bob Knight. He's insane. He's insane. One of the stories you already hear on there is, like, about him taking the shit. Nigga's insane.
So, hold on, man. So, they just got everything, like, because I know it's, like, about his last days, like, coaching Indiana,
Yeah, you got to watch it. I'm going to tell y'all.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to check him out. So, you know what I'm saying? I really don't know about the Indiana, you know. Huge history, and all that, so I don't know the history.
And he's the most winning coach. No, I think he's number two. I think Coach K is number one now.
Number two, yeah.
But he was number one like 5 years ago.
Because Coach K was the first to 1,000, I think. In man.
Oh, well, shit. Bob Knight only got like 9 and some change.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. So K is number one. All right. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I said all that to say I don't like people. So I don't talk to my parents that much. I don't talk to my siblings that much. I don't talk to anybody that much. All right. All I do is drink beer and watch basketball.
Facts.
All right. So my daddy texts me. And this is long text to pop up on my phone. I said, man, what the fuck? So I look at it. He said, hey, I don't want to ask you this. The text message said, hey, I don't want to ask you this. But you know anybody selling you Reggie? Let me know. Get back to me ASAP.
Okay. Now, I wish... All we need is a sound, like one of those, like, one of those things where they make sounds, you know what I'm saying?
A soundboard?
Yeah, a soundboard. That's what we need. We need that because I was for sure looking for a button and we don't have a soundbar.
Oh, my goodness.
Have one. Okay, first of all.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, first of all, now, I didn't know you could still sell Reggie, okay? I have never smoked Reggie. I have never smoked Reggie. Never in my life. I have always smoked loud. I have gas, whatever y'all want to call it. I call it soft pillow. But I have never, ever smoked Reggie. Never. No bullshit.
So, it's a little backstory. So, my daddy, I was with my daddy yesterday, taking him around, whatever. All right. So, he was telling me, because we had drove past somebody and we smelled some weed.
Oh, man. I know. This has got to be common.
And my dad was like, damn, somebody smoked some killer. I was like, yeah, it smelled like it. And my dad was like, oh, I can't smoke none of that cushion shit. That shit's too strong for me. I just smoke Reggie. So that's why he texted me today and asked me if I knew somebody to smoke some Reggie.
You know what's crazy about that, man?
Do you know how dumb or how crazy I would have seen if I would have texted somebody like, hey, nigga, you got some Reggie?
You know what's crazy, man?
That is fucking insane.
You say that about your daddy, man. My daddy is, I think 50. Yeah, my daddy's 50 years old.
Mm-hmm. I think my daddy's like 57.
No bullshit. My daddy still sells weed. No bullshit. And guess what? It's fucking Reggie. I can remember times when I was back in Kentucky at home. He used to call me and say, son, you want to come over and smoke some of this loud Reggie? I said, daddy.
Loud
what?
Reggie.
I said, daddy, smoke what?
That shit man, quiet, nigga.
He said, loud Reggie. I said, daddy, first of all.
Loud Reggie.
Loud Reggie.
That nigga got Reggie 2.0.
That should answer your question, man. That should answer your question, man. Oh, my goodness.
Loud Reggie. But hold on. So, that I was just thinking about that. I wanted to talk about it if Chris is here. So, niggas is still... I know, Chris ain't here. Chris is the little guy that is not here today. He is gone and forgotten. Alright. Alright, so... In 2018, because I don't see niggas on the block or nothing. Nope. Niggas still really sell drugs?
Oh, yeah.
How's niggas selling weed? Like, first of all, how do you find a weed man? Like back in my day, you find your weed man at the gas station.
I was just going to say, yeah. You go to an A-Rab gas station.
You still going to find weed men at a gas?
They be, hey, I got that loud.
Hey, shout out to all the weed men that's still at gas stations, picking up clientele.
Already, look.
I'm glad to see y'all here still doing y'all thing. I'm proud of y'all.
And look, and
I ain't seen the weed man at the gas station in a couple years.
Another shout out to the niggas that sell the weed and give you a demo for their CD on the side.
Shout out to the niggas out there still making mixtapes, trying to make it. Niggas don't listen to CDs no more. People stream they shit through their Bluetooth or their AUX cord. Shout out to you, signed to Trying to Make It Records. Y'all do y'all thing, man.
Every single time I go to the gas station, there's always some dude, man. He's in a black car. Tint window.
Oh, yeah. Black car, black Impala. Shout out to y'all niggas.
Man, I'm just trying to make it, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to
make it. That's the name of his record label. Still trying to make it.
I'm just trying to make it out here, man. Can you, I just need a little
still
bit
trying
of
to get a deal.
He said, I could take a couple tips or something, or if not, man. I had one guy one time tell me, man, if you ain't got no cash, man, can you buy me a box of cigarettes?
No.
He said, man.
This nigga trading cigarettes for demos?
Man, you know what I did?
You bought him a pack?
No. I gave that man $1. I said, I am not, bro. I'm not about to get you a no damn box of cigarettes. I don't even smoke cigarettes. So why would I go out there and buy you a box of cigarettes?
That nigga said, buy me a box of cigarettes.
For a CD.
Like, I go together. Nigga, what the fuck am I buying? What am I buying you cigarettes for? We don't go together, nigga.
These niggas are some fools. Man. That's like, I don't know where they came from.
That's like this one nigga that was trying to get me by a CD. I cussed his ass out. So
I can believe that.
And I think he's about to pull the thing on me. All bullshit and shot. If I didn't have my daughter, he probably would shut the shit out.
Hey, man, he's trying to make it, man. You talking bad about him,
man. All right, so I pull up to the gas station.
Right.
I get out with my daughter.
Right.
We walk in the gas station. As I'm walking past him, he's at the pump, like, right next to me. I'm walking past him. He's like, hey. He called me. So I kept walking.
That's how it goes, bro.
So on my way back, walk with my daughter. He's like, hey. So I put my daughter in the car. I put my gas thing and started pumping. I went up to him. So then I went up to the car. I was like, why you keep calling me like I'm your bitch or something, man? Why you calling me like, man, I'm... Well, you try to holler at me, nigga. If you want something from me, get out the car and ask. He was like, what? I was like, you want something from me? Because you asked me for a couple of dollars. Because you talking about you got a job interview to go to.
What? Man,
you want something from me? Nigga, get out the car and ask.
Man.
So it was two niggas in the car. The nigga and the passenger looked like he was rich for a thing. But the dude and driver like stopped him like, nah, man. What the fuck you talking about, man? We ain't trying to holler at you. I was like, nigga, you A-A-ing me. Hey, like, man, you trying to holler at me. Get out the car,
what
nigga.
What kind of car they driving?
It was like a silver fucking... It might have been an Impala. It was a silver something.
He say anything about a daughter or something?
Nah. He had... He was just going to an interview or something. He said he was from Chicago or some bullshit like that.
Okay, nope. Yep.
Same nigga?
So, it's this other nigga that hits me with the same shit. Peep game, right? So, he always hit me with like... Hey, man, you got a couple dollars. I need some gas money. I got my daughter in the back seat or some shit like that.
Matter of fact, I think he might have had a daughter in the back seat. I wasn't paying attention, but he might have.
Like, he kept telling, like, I see him everywhere, bro. Like, I see him.
I seen him at the BP on 56. Man, that's where he caught me at.
I think that's where he caught me.
Hey, me. Ask him for some money. Man, if you don't get your fucking ass out the car, how you ask me for money then to have me come over to your car? Get your funky ass out the car, nigga. Ask for some money.
Oh, man.
Talking about, hey, nah, nigga. Yeah, I don't, man, do that, nigga.
The same nigga, though.
Yeah, don't hate me like nigga. I'm like some bitch.
He asked me for gas money to get back to Chicago.
Mine was...
I always tell him no, man. Because he be like, I got my daughter in the back seat. Now, every time I look in the back seat, all I see is a car seat, but I don't see no baby.
Yeah, that's the thing. Honestly, I don't think I seen a door. It was like a car seat or something.
Yeah, same nigga. Same nigga then, yo.
Yeah, don't
fuck it, small ass world, man.
Yeah, don't hate me, man. I ain't no bitch.
Whoever you are, man, keep your ass in Chicago.
Yeah, shit.
Whoever you are.
As a matter of fact, nigga, next time I go up there, I'll drop your ass off so you can get the fuck out of here.
Shit, keep your ass in Chicago. Pissing me off. Down here, man.
That like, shit. Hey, me, nah, nigga, I don't do that shit. Don't talk to me like I'm a bitch.
Man, I don't be trying to hear that shit, man. I'm trying to be trying to hear that shit, dog.
I ain't get down with the get down.
Man, I don't know. Fuck that shit, man.
Did you see the Wilder highlights or anything?
Yeah, I did, man.
Who you think won? I watched the fight.
I think Wilder won.
Oh, you high?
I think Wilder won because of the second knockout. I think that was a 10. I think that was a 10.
Even if it was a 10,
that's over.
I only gave Wilder maybe 4 rounds.
That's true, though.
And 2 of the rounds is because of the knockouts. Other 2 rounds is a maybe. It's a close. It's like a 9 and a 10.
Those
two.
It seemed like Wilder, though. He looked like he's more of a, like, because I don't watch boxing that much.
Oh, okay.
But I, like, it seemed like watching him, though, it looked like he was more, like, trying to go for the more of the knockout.
He's that person. I think he's 40 and 0. He's 40 and 1 now. But he's like 40, 40
they didn't
and
get
0.
The loss. Didn't nobody get the
it's
loss?
A draw.
But, well, yeah, I guess you said that. You're right.
Yeah, so he's like 40 and 0, and he's like 38 knockouts.
Yeah.
Now, he'll knock a motherfucker out.
Yeah,
and
that's
he's just
thought.
A power.
Man, that second one he hit him with, I thought that was it.
But that nigga shouldn't have got up after that.
That white boy, man.
He on some drugs. He shouldn't have got up.
Shit, I see that shit on slow motion, man. I said, yeah, I don't know how he got up.
He should not have got up.
But now that you say that, Fury should have won.
Yeah.
They should have gave it to him.
He definitely should have won.
Man, he should have won. He should have won. You're right.
There's only, out of the 3 judges, only one of them said that Wilder won. And he had Wilder like, win like 9 rounds or something.
Yeah. Because just watching Wilder, like, I always knew who he was. I've heard of him. You know, I know he was a boxer and shit. You know, but I didn't ever really got to see him, like, fight. So, you know, watch his highlights and shit. Like, it looked like all he was trying to do was knock him out. That's all he was trying to do. He had no technique or nothing like that. He was just
Furry was fucking up. He was dodging, hitting. Hitting Wilder. Yeah. I was like, man, what the fuck? Like, he didn't know how to box.
It just felt like it was an old white man fighting a young black dude, bro.
Yeah,
like Furry. Like, I thought Furry was like 50, man. I guess he was like 30s or something.
Yeah. But he was an alcoholic and he was on drugs for a bit. Yeah, he just came back.
And he did
and
that,
he was
though.
Like, and he was, like, fat. He lost, like, 120 pounds.
It looked like it. And that's another thing. I was looking at it. I was like, he boxing? I was like, what the fuck? How you built like that and you boxing? Built like a loaf of bread and you box? You boxing?
He built like one of the motherfuckers on My 600-Pound Life.
Man, you crazy.
That nigga, he got his stomach stapled. But, nah, he was an alcoholic and shit. So, he lost weight and he didn't came back. So, but he was a good boxer before, though. He was pretty good before.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say, man, he did a thing though, man. I give it to Fury, man. He didn't take that shit lightly, man. Man, pray to you, dog. Pray to you, man, because your ass got up, dog. Your ass got up, man. I'm surprised you did, man. I'm surprised you got up for them.
Yeah, he shouldn't have got up.
That man hit him with a two biscuits, two piece. Boop, boop, and he fell right. Just the rope. He fell on the ground. I said, ooh, wee.
Yeah, he fucked him up good.
Chase.
He just walked past. But, ain't no other boxers. Fucking Broner's fighting Pacquiao. I don't know what the fuck. I hope that's not on pay-per-view. I hope people don't pay for that.
Let me tell y'all something about Broner.
I hope people don't pay for that.
If y'all pay for that.
And like I told you before, I like Broner.
If y'all.
I like him when he was winning.
I know that. I can believe that because you're an asshole too.
So. I like Broner.
Once an asshole.
It was good to be an asshole when you was winning. But he's been getting his ass kicked.
That's what I'm referring to. He's been taking some L's lately, man.
I think he won his last fight, but he's fighting like a nigga that he found in the alley. But before that, he lost like 4 fights in a row. And it was like getting knocked out. Not like by points.
He was getting his ass knocked out. You're not Floyd Mayweather, man. You're not like him, man. This shit over with, dog. I don't like Broner, though. I don't fuck with him. I think he's an asshole.
He is.
I think he's an asshole. I think he want to be Floyd Mayweather, but he's not.
Oh, yeah. He definitely want to be Floyd.
He can't fuck with him, so he ain't shit. So, for you to fight Pacquiao, you ain't nobody going to watch that shit.
Yeah. I'm done with Floyd, though.
I've never
been a huge Floyd fan.
I think
he's a really good defensive fighter.
I think so, too.
I think if he had to, he'd be like the Matrix. I think Floyd Mayweather can probably dodge a couple of bullets.
Yeah, I think so too.
Maybe 2.
Because
honestly, I think he can dodge too. Like, he can dodge an AK.
I have seen.
I think he can dodge too.
I've seen two Floyd fights. Mm-hmm. And every in both fights, he was very defensive. Yeah. Like, he knew how to move.
I'm pretty sure he can dodge, like, two single bullets.
Yeah, yeah. He knew how to move, man. Yeah. He knows how to get out the way. He know how to, like, get you tired and shit. Mm-hmm. Then he go right in for the kill. Yeah, Floyd Weather. Yeah, he's pretty cool, man.
But I ain't watching none of his other fights, especially if you fight that little 19-year-old fucking Japanese dude. Whatever the fuck
that
he is.
So stupid, man. That shit ain't true,
man. I'm telling you, man. Floyd going broke, man. That's why he keep doing this bullshit.
Man, Floyd ain't broke. I don't think Floyd broke.
Floyd going broke.
Floyd going broke, man. I think
Floyd. All right, you gotta think about this. How much he make last year? Like $150? He made something crazy last year.
Yeah,
like,
shit in that one fight against McGregor.
All right. So he made $150 last year.
He probably still got money on that.
All right. So let's say out of his fight, his promotions, everything, Floyd made $200 million last year.
Right.
That's a lot of money. How much do you think Floyd spends a year?
Shit, he probably spent more than that. But you know, he got, money team brand.
No, he only
MMG. I mean, you know.
That's probably a couple million. Floyd has an $8 million watch. Floyd is easily spending $50 million a year.
That nigga's at every Quartzsack game. Floyd got money, man.
He just posted something. They follow his Instagram. He just bought him like a $5 million chain.
Yeah, I know. I follow. That's why I said that nigga got money, man.
Floyd is spending $50 million a year.
That nigga got money, man. I don't want to hear that shit, Jesse, bro. Floyd got money, man. That's why.
You mean to tell me Floyd is making $50 million a year when he's not fighting?
Yeah.
No, he's not. On
man,
what?
Are you telling me, bro?
What, he's making $50 million money, off of what?
He's making money, bro.
Floyd is hosting fucking parties. Why is Floyd hosting club events?
He got fights. He got his own fighters.
He doesn't make $50 million off those fighters.
But
the fighters don't make that much.
You just gotta be.
The fighters are making $2,000.
You just gotta be active, man.
He's not making $50 million a year, man.
Okay, maybe not a year, but he's still making what he
needs. Unless he fights, Floyd probably makes a couple meal. Because he doesn't do any promotions because nobody touch him because he beat up chicks. So like Nike won't touch him. Gatorade don't touch him. He don't get touched because of that. So everything he does is self-owned. That's why he has to be the money team. He has to promote everything himself.
Yeah, you get paid off for that. Shit, fuck it.
Not as much as he's spending. Floyd broke, man. He going broke.
Floyd ain't going broke.
Floyd easily spends 50. I can look at Floyd and count $100 million that he spent.
So you trying to say he's going to basically be like, what's his name?
He got to fight every 2 years. To maintain.
Helmer. Oh, it is fucking snowing out there. Helmer.
Yeah. You gotta think it's easy to go there broke, man, when they spending that much money.
Yeah, that's true.
I can just look on his Instagram and count $50 million that he spent. That's a lot of fucking money.
Floyd got bread though, man.
You gotta think, his bodyguards, his houses, his cars. He buy a $1 million car every week.
This is what he do, bro. He ain't paying them people, bro. He put them all in houses.
No, he paying the bodyguards.
He put them all in big old houses.
He paying those bodyguards.
They all just living off of.
He got private jets. Floyd is going broke.
He got his own brand. He got his own brand, man.
All right.
He got his own brand.
5 years from now, y'all would be like, man, how the fuck he spend that much money?
He got his.
You ain't look at his numbers. You be like, damn, this nigga's spending $20 million on a jet a year?
Man, that nigga
make. This nigga's spending $20 million on jewelry a year?
He be shining though too, don't he?
Hey, it costs to maintain their lifestyles, so I mean, hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. But that shit is insane, man. That's why I keep doing stupid ass fights, man.
Yeah, he do be doing it, but shit, he said he done though, so.
Nah. Until he look in his bank account, that motherfucker say $300.
Then his ass gonna end up in that damn what they call it, the octagon.
Yeah.
What he gonna do? Ooh wee. What he gonna do when he get in that octagon?
Get the fucking kill. Fucking around with the wrong person.
So man, I was on checking out a little stuff, man, and I see Meek Mill going crazy though on the the Funk Flex, man. That man was going nuts.
All right, I'm shitty. Chris isn't here, but I don't want to talk about it next week because it would be old. All right,
it's gonna be old, but Jesse, man.
All right,
you
don't have
to say what you gotta say though, because you know what I'm gonna say. I like Meeky. I like Meeky.
Hold on, did you like that one?
Yes.
All right. There's three things that I hate about that one.
Man.
Before I say that, because I have been accused of being a Meek Mill hater, the album was good.
Yes, it was.
The album was really good.
That joint with Rick Ross and Jay-Z?
Nigga.
I literally listen to that every day. What's free? Yeah. What's free?
All right. So the album was really good. 19 tracks. He could have took out 6 of them, and it would have been fire.
I don't like the 19, 18 tracks. I'm really not big on that.
I like it if it's good.
I don't like that, though.
I like it if it's fire.
I need, like, give me, like, 16, 15.
No, because I like it because if he, there's only 6 songs that wasn't that good.
Right.
So that would have been 13 fire-ass songs.
Yeah.
So he could have 15 okay songs.
It was good. Like, all that slow shit and...
Yeah, yeah. So, like, three or four of those he could have took out.
I felt like Meek Mill was like on his, like on the top when he was on his like what's that thing? Like
club shit or club, street shit.
Yeah, his motorcycle dirt bike shit.
I mean, I get it though. He had some radio and he had some club shit. So I get it. I do get it. It just ain't for me. Alright, so
Rick Ross had that man banging.
Alright, so three things I hate. One, hate the fucking cover. I think it's the worst album cover I've ever seen in my life.
Hey, I didn't understand that.
Y'all, do you know what it is? Mm-mm. That's confetti.
Hold on.
All that...
Nigga, I thought he had a hoodie on.
Nigga, I thought he had on a helmet. I didn't know what the fuck he had on. That's confetti.
I didn't know what was going on with it. That's why I said I didn't like it.
Yeah, I heard on an interview. That's confetti.
You lying.
That's confetti. Off of him winning the championship. It makes sense. But that's the worst album I've ever... That's the worst album cover I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
All right, everybody. Sorry, that was a cut in. A little transition. All right. So, we're talking about the album cover.
Oh, yeah, that's the first thing
I hate.
Yeah.
That's the worst album cover I've ever seen. You didn't even know what it was.
I've seen some bad album covers.
I mean, out of a real rapper. We ain't talking about the niggas that's handing you demos or trying to get some money outside the gas station.
No, I ain't even talking about that either. Man.
But I mean, I literally didn't know what it was. That was supposed to be confetti.
I thought he was in like a smoke or something with his hoodie. I don't know, man. Shit, like I said.
All right, so you agree because you still don't forget it. You still don't ever understand how that's confetti.
No, because what's free?
All right, second thing I hate. I hate the title.
Championship. I did too. I didn't understand that.
I don't think I even used the word championship. You just say the champs. You say the champions. You say rings. You don't never say championship. Who uses the word championship?
Man, that sounds like a stupid word. I really don't understand the whole album. I understand the song though. I like the song.
Why didn't you say champion?
But, like the album name and the cover.
All right, so those are two things I hate. I'm not even talking about the music. I'm just talking about the album.
Right. Okay.
All
right,
so this is the third thing I hate. Cardi killed him on whatever song it was.
Cardi. Oh, man.
All right, so then number three. Would you let a bitch spit in your mouth?
No.
Now, I mean, if y'all freak nasty like that, that's how y'all get down?
No.
That's cool.
No.
I couldn't say I let a chick spit in my mouth. First of all, the face that you gotta make.
Like, me and my wife.
Someone spit in your mouth?
Not any type of me and my wife business now, but me and my wife, we don't even tongue kiss like that. You know what I'm saying?
You a hoe. You soft, man.
Stop me being a hoe. I'm not a soft man.
You soft. That's soft, man.
We finna get freaky then. Yeah, we do. You know, so we'll, you know.
Nah, you soft,
we'll man. Tongue each other down, but besides that.
That's soft, shit, man.
It ain't soft, man.
Oh, my goodness.
She don't like putting my tongue in her throat.
Y'all soft, man. How old are y'all? What are you crazy, man. What is going on?
Ain't nothing going on, man.
Oh, my goodness. All right, yeah, so y'all definitely ain't spitting each other's mouth.
Oh, hell no. My wife ain't having that shit.
No, he said she spit in his mouth.
Still no. She's been
in my mouth. Yes. Oh, no. He said a bad bitch spit in my mouth.
Brittany wouldn't even. She wouldn't even do that crazy shit.
How does a dude open his mouth?
That's nasty. That's nasty, man. Why would you even let somebody do that though, bro? Is that shit supposed to turn you on?
How do you open your mouth? First of all, no dude should ever open his mouth like that. To catch anything, that's nasty.
Yeah.
That's real nasty.
But you know he just got out, though.
I didn't want to say that, but he letting bitches spit in his mouth. So I don't know. And the thing is, he tried to clean it up, talking about, yeah, I let a bad bitch spit my mouth. Nah, man, that's nasty.
That's nasty. That's nasty. That's nasty. Not a bad bitch, though, at that. This nigga holla, bad bitch spit in my mouth. Nigga, how does that make you sound?
My goodness. But I don't know about y'all, man. Y'all don't tongue kiss. I was going to ask you about,
We do tongue kiss, man.
It's okay, man. Y'all don't get down with the get down. It's all right, man.
We just don't do it every goddamn day. We don't tongue kiss every day.
Y'all probably still dry humping, having sex with clothes on and shit,
no,
man.
We don't do that. No.
It's okay, man. You do your thing. No, that's actually a thing. That's a fetish or something. Like, people actually have sex with
their clothes on. Yeah, that's weird. I don't know how people get off with that, but I don't dry hump. I ain't dry hump since, like, probably the third grade.
You dry humping in third grade?
Oh, yeah.
That's nasty. No. I go get a date. Okay, never mind. I'll take that back.
Yeah, we can say, you know what I'm saying? Do that.
Give me 5 minutes.
Yeah, we, I used to do that, man. What they used to call it, I go get it.
Yeah, right? I go get it.
Mm-hmm. Used to do that, man. We used to dry up and kiss each other and shit. Mm-hmm. And just move on. We knew where they was at. They used to tell us where they was at. And shit, we just go find them. They just be lined up waiting on us.
Oh, my goodness. So did you like Mick Apple?
Yeah, I did like it.
Oh, it's freestyle.
It's freestyle? Yeah,
we'll end with the album freestyle, and then we can probably talk about it some more next week. I got to talk about him ending all his beats and shit.
Okay. Because he pussy for that. His freestyle was crazy.
I like this freestyle.
His freestyle was crazy, man. And I forgot especially on the back to back.
I like that.
Yeah, because like, I forgot how talented Meek Mill was. The guy's real, real talented, man. That man be going nuts, man. Yeah. I still listen to all his Dream Chasers.
Yeah.
I still do. I still to this day listen to all his Dream Chasers, man. I still listen to all of them. But I think he went crazy. That Jay-Z, Rick Ross song, crazy. I think the first three songs are good.
Oh, yeah.
The first three songs are crazy.
The first half of that was good.
Yeah. So, but like, all the first that, like, 10... but when he go in that auto-tune, all that slow motion shit.
What the fuck? Yeah, I don't know. That song with him drunk is trash.
I don't know why he, I don't know what he's switching it up and doing. I don't know, man. I don't know what's that about, man. Yeah. That don't make no sense.
Yeah, so hopefully we can get the little guy in here next week. We can talk a little bit more about it.
Who knows, man?
I mean, because it seems like Meek is on a run, so he may do something else within the next week.
He has something else
to talk about.
Man, he need to get back in that Dream Chaser mode, man. Do his thing again, man. That's what I need back, man. That's what I like right there, Meek Mill.
All right, so this was the first episode of Legal Drug Dealers. I'm Jay Green.
Your boy Bendo.
And Gone and Also Forgotten is Chris.
Little Chris.
AKA Little Chris.
Little Chris.
AKA that AKA sucks, Chris. You're going to get something better. And we see you next week.